My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Hi there, welcome. Today is going to be busy. Not that caller-driven days are not busy, but it just feels busier when, like, I am booked here. We've got Sal coming up, of course. Greg Rousseau from the Bills. Everybody is talking fantasy this week. Who do I want here? The View? There isn't Oprah anymore, right? Donahue died. The View is taking fantasy questions and answering start-sit questions. Everybody's doing it. Scott Barrett from Fantasy Points will be along. I'm going in backwards order here for some reason. And coming up at 3:30, one of my favorite chats that we get to is Craig Hoffman out of Washington. We'll talk a little bit about the Commanders. I was sort of a little bit worried about that, like the timing of that, because there was the chance that there'd be today would be sort of newsier with the Bills after yesterday, but it really isn't. I mean, they didn't lose anybody or add anybody else from other teams through waivers. Mike White last night, and you know, Mike White is as good a reason as any to bring back out the reverse AFC power rankings. And joining Zach and me today to be our third party is Sneaky Joe. Joe, I mean, what an opportunity here for you to, plant your flag on the afternoon show.
Yeah, of course. With the news of Mike White and Brandon Bean saying it's truly unknown if Mitch Trubisky will play in week one. Isn't it? It's kind of funny that we spent any time on backup quarterback when that question, like, it is known, right? He's not going to see the field week one regardless, right, other than injury. But we've been focusing on it anyway, I guess.
Probably. You know, we don't really know much about it. He didn't look good walking around, the video I saw last week, so...
What I mean? Like, actually, like, play, though. Like, the backup, unless something goes terribly wrong, isn't going to actually play. It's who stands in uniform on the sidelines.
Yes, well, hopefully.
right.
That's a different conversation, and one we hope to not have, but...
Right.
Well, thank you, Joe. I am choosing to not look up last week's... It's time for a new piece of paper. That's one reason for it, because I'm not going to write this week's reverse AFC power rankings next to last week's. I don't have any room on last week's. Everybody needs to know that. Reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. And maybe in the same vein as me saying that everybody's talking fantasy this week because everybody's drafting, I might ask you a quick fantasy take on each team as we go. You up for that?
Oh, I'm totally up for that. I think I've had more drafts. Is this everybody's busiest season where I've had more drafts in the last like 10 days than in the last 5 months before that combined?
This is the week. I mean, Labor Day weekend, last weekend, this is definitely the week for it, which is, you know, great. I'm hearing, I don't know, I guess I have a reputation. I'm hearing from people just kind of that I hardly ever talk to who want to know what they should do with their keeper decision. That's happening a lot, which I'm, you know, I'm flattered by that.
Keeper decision, and I've got a bunch of questions about guillotine strategy from a lot of first-timers in the last couple of days. I feel like guillotine usually comes late. That's usually like the last, that's my final couple drafts at least.
My son and I were in the car today, and we heard, because I was listening to a podcast, a reference to a guillotine league, and he asked me if I was in one, and I'm not, because the one that I was in, that you were in, I was running, and that's one area where I cut back a couple of years ago. It was just like a couple of leagues that I was running, I just decided I couldn't do that anymore. If I could, I would get out from running all the leagues. You know, just...
I see. You were less getting out from just guillotine in general, just more leagues you were running?
Yes. No, I would be in a guillotine league. I mean, I don't know if I have time anymore between now and the regular season, but I would do it. Yeah. I just don't want to organize it and chase people and collect money, you know, and do all that. I'm getting old for that.
I wanted to cut back by getting out of one league that I was in, a couple leagues I was in, but one, the Vampire League that I've been in here at work. But I almost wanted to cut back on some leagues, so I think I got to be out, unless you want to allow me to be the vampire. But I think you can't do that. You can't hold the commissioner hostage by saying, I'm only in if I'm the vampire.
That's
only
right.
One person gets to be the vampire.
That's bad form. I can't say no to leagues I think I can win. You know, that's the catch-22 is, I think I've learned enough about strategy and, you know, discipline, patience, being willing to grind waivers, everything that it takes to be good at it, to think I can, I mean, not in every case, you're never always going to win, but that I think I can do well and look at it as a return on investment and have fun at the same time, meet new people, all these things. And that just adds up to an literally insane level of, quote, work. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
I've been on the clock 30 times today. I mean, I've been on the clock 30 times today, at least.
That's amazing.
And, you know, there's a family involved. There's a job to do. Anyway, let's get to it. The Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric. Why not say it twice? Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Joe, 16. That means, as you probably know, who do you think is the worst team in the AFC?
All right. I'll lead off here. Raiders will be my first contribution to the show today. Raiders is my pick for 16.
I will say New England.
I will also go with New England.
New England is the pick. Joe, I think you're on the same page.
I voted immediately.
What?
That's fine.
Protest?
Never mind. I was outvoted immediately, but that's okay. They're not going to be...
Yeah.
We're just going to... Drake May isn't impressed?
Drake May has impressed, but everybody seems to think that the line and the overall is so toxic and terrible that it's not worth it to evaluate him. That's kind of how it sounds to me. So I like drafting May in certain situations, best ball or dynasty. I like having him. I was always May over Daniels, and I still am. But this is a rare one for me where I don't know if it's really worth it to play him.
Yeah. I wonder if it will – I hesitate to make any comparison, I know, would like this, but I wonder if it will look somewhat similar to Allen's rookie year here, where he's just going to be running for his life, but he can run. I'm not saying he can run like Allen, but every time I see him run, he looks impressive to me. He looks fast. I feel like he will make some things happen there. He'll probably get it eventually. I think he'll make some things happen there, even – with how bad the line is and the receivers are.
I appreciate you're not calling him sneaky athletic.
I just think he's athletic.
That's right. Why does it have to be sneaky? I don't even mean like sneaky Joe. Why does it have to be a surprise? I agree. So New England at 16, good luck to them. 15. By rule, you're on the Raiders.
Raiders, I'm on, yep.
And that's fine.
It's Minshew.
Is does Davante Adams play for the Raiders all year?
deadline trade.
Deadline trade.
I think I'd want to bet deadline trade. I don't know, though, off the top of my head, what his cap stuff is like if he's just so easily moved.
It's probably massive, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, haven't they done everything they could to make him unhappy since the day he got there? Like, didn't he go there to play with Derek Carr? Isn't that why he left?
Yes, Fresno State. Fresno State.
And then Carr left, and he's on that documentary swearing at Jimmy Garoppolo, and then, oh, that's okay, because now we got Minshew. And I don't mind Minshew, but just, I don't know why Adams would be excited.
Davante Adams in fantasy, what, mid-third?
Mid-third. Does anyone ever feel happy after or excited, though, after picking him?
It is like that now. I used to be. Even this offseason, I used to be. But now, you know, one guy that's changed that is Neighbors. Because Neighbors is now going, like, at or before Adams. And that is so exciting. But
exactly. You pick Neighbors and your whole room lights up. Like, oh, look at that guy.
Right.
You pick he's the guy who got Neighbors.
That's
no one reacts to the guy who picked Adams.
Davante Adams or Rashee Rice?
Adams. Adams.
14. Pittsburgh. Are you one of these that doesn't think they're terrible?
No, I think they're pretty terrible. I think they're pretty terrible, but I always think they're terrible. So, like, you know,
one of these years it will be true.
I didn't think they were bad. They were that good last year, and there they were in the playoffs.
Well, you saw how that went.
Yeah, no, I'm in on Pittsburgh. I mean, they're for all the, you know, the Bills receiving room is not that impressive, and the Patriots receiving room is not that impressive. Pittsburgh's isn't really either, right? It's just Pickens. And then if Roman Wilson can stay healthy, I guess he's fine, but he's a rookie.
Is it over for Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think it's probably over.
In the league? Almost.
I don't think he can throw. Like, I don't know who... You've made this point about a lot of guys before. I don't know whoever brings him in again with him being their guy, you know?
Right.
Like maybe he gets in relief at some point for somebody, but I would bet that he'll never again be like somebody's plan for to be a starter.
That's right. He'll need the Geno route where he's a backup. He's good enough to be a backup. Somebody gets hurt, he can impress. Something like that happens, and maybe a team thinks they're rebuilding. This could be years from now, and he plays and does well enough to get another deal. I mean, Darnold is still starting in the league. Mayfield is still starting in the league. It's not out of the realm, but it looks bleak for him. All right, Sneaky Joe with us, reverse AFC Power Rankings, 13. L.A. Chargers.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. I've been back and forth on them. I think I'm good with this though. Herbert's hurt. Doesn't that mean they're gonna with a foot injury? They're already with this thought because of Greg Roman. But aren't they gonna run the ball like crazy to not expose him early on?
I think they might have planned on doing that anyway.
Right. Exactly.
Greg Roman, Jim Harbaugh, their teams have always done that. So that's
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And who is the one? Is there one skill position Chargers player that you want in fantasy?
Josh Palmer, I think, actually. So, yeah, like, I think Palmer, I was just thinking about this the other day, is one of the players I've drafted the most of all summer. Like, I'm into that. I think he's going to be their number one.
I'm not sure he's good, but I wonder what that amounts to. I would guess
sometimes you don't have to be. He's fine though, right? Like I don't think he's a. I don't know if he's a bad player. He's just to me the de facto number one, unless you think a rookie's going to take the number one spot with McConkey, and that could happen. But I like betting on the veteran there.
Okay, I would say McConkey for me. I've definitely thrown darts at Kamani Vidal in that backfield, but.
The backfield is the one I never take. I maybe I should be taking darts at it, but I just like I feel like just throw a dart, right? It could be any of four guys. Patterson was getting first team reps at one point during training camp.
Yep. McConkey for me is 90 catches.
Oof.
Just I'm not sure how many yards that is. 90 but.
Targets. Yeah.
All right. Chargers at 13, 12.
Denver.
Tennessee.
Yeah, Denver.
Denver or Tennessee? I'll say Denver. I'm getting a little warmer to Tennessee.
I am too, a little bit. And Denver, I think I want to hold on my hand and take the preseason pledge with them. Like, Bo Nix was really good, but, all right, just let me make sure that's good in the regular season before I'm just like, oh, Denver might be actually interesting now. Because otherwise they've been kind of a joke for years.
200 passes to running backs.
good for my Jaleel McLaughlin League of Chokes and Dreams share.
Oh, how about that? Listen to this. Worlds colliding.
Where can I get Jaleel McLaughlin to lead the Broncos in receptions this year?
Oh, wow.
I'd be on that.
That's got to be something you can do. I don't know if it's sound business practice, but it's got to be something you can do. Somebody will take that action. 11, Tennessee.
Who else could it be? I want to like the Titans, but
Indianapolis, Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm not. I kind of want to be like putting the Titans higher than 11. But I like Levis. They've got good veteran receivers, but I can't justify it. I think they probably have to go next. So I'll say Titans.
I just don't know on Levis. They're definitely going to lean into it. They're going to throw the ball more than maybe they ever have. Have they ever been this team? They in Chicago this year.
Never.
Even Atlanta from last year. Like, these teams are just going to look so different.
Yep.
But if he can't not get hit all the time and make mistakes, then I don't know what. It could get really ugly. So we'll see. Interesting one.
I read on him that he was unlike, I forgot who wrote this piece, unlike any quarterback in the last 15 years where every single pass was either a dump off or it was a moon ball. That he led the league in, I think he led the league in passes, percentage of his passes over 15 air yards, and also was like top five in the league in under 1 air yard.
There was no
in the middle. It was either he was throwing it deep or he was throwing a screen.
I'm excited to see some moon ball dump offs. I'd like to see that tried.
Yep.
Just, you know, it's a little pass to the flat, but it's way up in the air.
He just throws
let's
it
get,
straight.
Let's
in
get
the
crazy.
Sky.
Yes. 10. We got to move faster. Indianapolis?
I'll say Jaguars.
Indianapolis.
Okay. Richardson, are you worried?
I want to bet on that to work.
Me too.
I want to bet on that to work. The Colts heard on a podcast the other day they have the worst secondary in the league. So
good.
I'm okay with them here.
Good. If you have Richardson, good. Give up 40 points a game if you have to. I don't care. I want offense. 9.
Jaguars.
I like Cleveland here. I think Watson, like, there really might be some. Joe, I think you even said this too. Like, I think there might be really something wrong there with his arm.
I want to bet he doesn't finish the season as their starting quarterback. Injuries, whatever. They find a reason to shut him down because it's going so poorly, and they have 3 backups behind him, unless they've traded one in the last 20 minutes and I missed it.
I am still Cleveland better than Jacksonville. Too many good players. Like they won 11 games. Like we talk about the Steelers all the time for how do they do it. The Browns just won 11 games. Guy's been coach of the year twice. I'm not sure Watson has to be good.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they might have the best roster in football outside of the quarterback.
All right.
Best line in the league, last year best defense in the league. The receivers are better, I think. Like, they're not amazing, but I think they're pretty good.
Cleveland at 8, or how about Miami?
Miami. That's my pick.
All right, Miami. Are you drafting any Malik Washington?
I'm not drafting any Malik. Should I be?
He's going to be wide receiver three. The question is, well, one question is he good enough? The other is, does that matter in a Dolphins offense? But I think it could, plus an injury away. If you like the player, that could be a sneaky, there I am with that word again, with you on, late round pick.
I began the summer loving the idea of getting Achan because of the upside, and I've ended the summer pivoting to Mostert.
Oh, like, wow. I cannot.
He's running back five. I don't know. He's going to be involved. He's going to be involved, and until he doesn't start getting, until he doesn't start getting the touchdowns, I want to bet on him at his ADP.
Also, there's Jalen Wright in that backfield as a rookie. Miami at 8, 7. Browns?
Jets.
Oof. Another one of these guys with the Jets. What are you not seeing?
Jets. I don't think their quarterback makes it through the season.
It's not different than the Browns.
He was 26th in the league in QBR the last time he played a full season. He hasn't thrown a three. Ben Roethlisberger's thrown for 300 yards more recently than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, buddy.
I'm not betting on the quarterback.
That is good. I bet there are a lot of fun names on that list.
Oh, yeah. I could.
Tyrod?
I had that.
Tyrod, who never threw for 300 here except for that one overtime game, would he have thrown a 300-yard game more recently than Aaron Rodgers? I can't wait to look that up.
Yeah, I have the list somewhere. I can send it to you.
I can look it up. 7, so I'm Browns. Joe, you're Jet. All right, Cleveland. Cleveland at 7. 6?
Yeah. Jets.
Bengals.
Ooh.
I like the Bengals here.
All right.
Wow, okay. I don't hate it. I wouldn't have had him yet. But
all these teams, whether the quarterback will make it through the season, will the wide receivers play at all? Cincinnati.
Right.
5.
By the way, Joe Flacco has thrown 300 yards 6 times since the last time Aaron Rodgers
What's the date? What's the Rodgers date?
It was in the 2021 season. I think it's in December.
Okay. I have to write that down.
What number are we at? 5?
2021. 5, yes.
I'm good with the Jets here.
Yeah, Jets.
Oh, I was going to try to sneak the Bills in. The Jets are the favorite. It's not even close anymore. The Bills are closer at FanDuel, I think I was looking at yesterday. They're closer to third than first.
Why is that happening because it's being bet?
I don't know. We talked to Trista yesterday. Like there's definitely hype.
Yeah.
No one's hurt yet. PFF has them top 5 and everything. The listeners don't want to hear the speech again. Except for quarterback maybe, right? That's what you're going to say, which we'll see.
Yeah.
4, Bills.
And this is where when I was on Bulldog, I put the Ravens here, but Bills.
3?
Ravens.
Houston.
Ravens.
Okay. Couldn't get it in fast enough. 2?
Texans.
Rank the 3 receivers in production.
Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs.
I'm the same.
Yep.
Dell is playing. He's the one coming off the field in the preseason for 2 receiver sets. Yeah. But I think he's too good.
Man, he looks so good. And Collins, I think, is great. Like, Collins would be, man, like, first-round pick, maybe, if they didn't have the 2 behind them. Do you think that's right? I feel like I'm grabbing him a lot. I wonder if the only argument against him right now as being, like, a star receiver in the league with the production is that he's just got the 2 guys right behind him.
I don't know. I hear a pretty wide range of takes about him, so I guess I'm kind of down the middle when it comes to Nico Collins. 1, Kansas City, which added Samaje Perine today.
Oh, there goes my Carson Steele hype.
Carson Steele can take a seat. Luis Riz-Zamet didn't make it. Denerick Prince didn't make it. CEH still on the team, but another troubled offseason for him. Perine is probably Jerick McKinnon now.
Yeah, that's probably really like pass catching. Did you see the chart or the stat the other day that he led the league, or maybe it was led running backs in targets after the 2 minute warning by like 35.
Oh, that's
like
good.
He had 92 maybe not 92. Whatever the number was though. He had the most targets inside the 2 minute warning in the league at running back, and it was like him and then a mile to second.
That's good. That's good. Good work, Joe. We needed you here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything you want to promote?
what do I want to promote? I'm sitting down to get an episode of Locked On Sabres done here. So,
oh, right, the Sabres. I haven't thought about them in a while. Good idea.
Yeah, what would you talk about right now with the Sabres? There's a new Jumbotron. That's what to talk about.
What happens to Levi?
I think he is going to be 35 games this year, wow. And he is going to be their starter within the Luukkonen contract.
He'll outplay Luukkonen.
I'd predict within 5 years, every step of the way, he has been the top level for what he needs, like except for the NHL, which even last year, dig in on some of the advanced stats on him, and think you'll find he had a way better year last year than his save percentage number six.
I like it.
I think it's going to be good.
I'm sure it'll be a good show. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Sneaky Joe on the Wester Hotline, reverse AFC power rankings. Once again, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. A lot to do today. Next, we'll talk to Craig Hoffman, Team 980 in Washington, about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Greg Rousseau among our guests today as well. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.